Our guest in the cafe this morning, the manager of Commerce Chamber of Commerce, Paul Boss. Good morning.
And John Mark.
So as you drive around town in Commerce, it's plain to see there's a lot of activity and a lot of new businesses. And,
absolutely.
You all have had a number of ribbon cuttings. We'll just kind of go through several of these. One that is very noticeable is in the what was the Dickey's Barbecue place most recently, there by Highway 224 or 24, I guess.
24.
Just off of Live Oak and close to Brahms and so on, but called the Bistro.
Commerce Bistro.
And they're kind of been on the edge of opening here for a while, but they're about ready to go.
Right. Well, I think they're trying to get their manager solidified into their it's two police officers from Richardson that are from here. Both of them went to school here, and they want to get their roots back to Commerce. And it's and they've been trying to get started. It's always when you're going into a building that you don't know anything about, getting it all ready, getting the cooker ready, getting the people from the health department to come in and make sure everything is good. And we had a soft opening a couple of weeks ago. And they opened for a couple of days just to try out some new recipes and stuff like that. I don't know exactly when we're going to have they're already members of the chamber, so we want them to get open and get going. But we think within the next week or so, it's going to be really going. It's really a good thing for Commerce on that end of town, for sure.
And by the time this airs, they may very well be open. There is another barbecue outfit going, which I had not heard about, on the other side of town, on Culver Street, east end of Culver Street, called Not Just Barbecue.
Not Just Barbecue. And it's at B6 Up Pond. And those people are from Lone Oak, and Ken Bishop with B6 Up Pond asked them to come out and set up their stand right there in front of his place. And it's a great. They also have a produce stand out in front as well of this time of year. And but the barbecue is really good. They have a cover where you can go sit down and eat there. Most of it's takeout right now. And but it's very, very good food.
Well, you know that two of the biggest barbecue places I can think of, and their names are escaping me right now, but there's one in Dallas and there's one in Austin, and you it's takeout.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
you go
takeout.
And you stand in line there, yep. And maybe stand in line for a very long time.
Right.
So that's a pretty well established way of operating for barbecue.
Yeah. Can't for the life of me think of the name of it as well. But it was
people are shouting it at us, right?
Well, yeah, they are. You know, people, yeah, I know what it is.
It's Franklin's Barbecue in Austin and the Pecan Lodge in Dallas. We're talking with Paul Voss, manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce, some of the ribbon cuttings that are taking place and new openings, and then the Wings restaurant opening in a while back was called the Kilted Monkey, and
right.
Before that, Subway was in there for years and years.
It's right by the Pizza
yeah,
Hut.
Yeah.
And it's our two favorite people in downtown Commerce with Dos Laredos, Tomas Ruiz and Jose Parra have opened the Wing store, and it's been open about 4 or 5 days now, and we're going to have a ribbon cutting for them in the near future. They want to do it probably more when school starts, and but they've already opened. They're really doing well. They've got a real simple menu, and they do serve beer there, so you know it's really going to be a good addition to that part of town, right near the college, and we're just really glad that they're getting that business open. Especially when you have a successful business, they've been in business for now 3 years in Commerce with Dos Laredos, mm-hmm. and now they're opening.
Mm-hmm.
So it's and we're seeing a lot of that. A lot of people that have been coming to Commerce have been real successful. I'll just mention this as well: the Tokyo Express. Right down the street from there has done so well with their restaurant, and they're going into their second year, and so they're celebrating their second year. By this Friday, we're having a grand opening of a new restaurant in Paris, out on the Loop on the Clarksville Highway, where the old Kentucky Fried Chicken business was. They're opening mm-hmm. another new restaurant up there, and those four people are just amazing. How they've come to Commerce and enveloped themselves into our way of life.
We're going to run out of time, so I'm just going to run through some of these others. You can real quickly comment on them, but there's the new management or new ownership, the Commerce Veterinary Clinic.
The Fosters, yes.
Okay, Commerce Dental and Orthodontics has opened up next to the Goodwill shop.
Dr. C, yes.
Okay, JBA Financial downtown.
That's Sarah Alderman.
Uh-huh.
And absolutely, and that's really bringing some stuff downtown as well. I mean, a beautiful building.
Yeah, it is, and the shop and all the pretty things, a couple of new retail stores in downtown Commerce.
Right. Well, and the shop has some places inside their facility where they lease out different things for different genres of
vintage clothing.
Well, that and crafts and all that
sort
of stuff.
I see.
And then behind that, the next building over on the backside of the Oddfellows Lodge is all the pretty things.
Mm-hmm.
Julie McBride has opened that, and so it's really downtown is booming, and there's a lot of great things coming down there. And well, the whole city of Commerce, and it's a very positive, very very positive. This is our Commerce, and you know, and that's our slogan, and it's one of those things that we push every day, and we want everybody to do the same thing: shop local and shop Commerce.
Paul, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you very much, John Mark.
Paul Voss, Manager of the Commerce Chamber of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.